You can count on one hand the number of wiretap requests that Wisconsin judges deal with each year, but today's ruling makes it clear when police ask for them, they need to make sure they only ask for permission to intercept calls that are relevant to the crime they're investigating. The case involves Jeffrey House, convicted of conspiracy to deliver cocaine. He asked that wiretap evidence against him be suppressed because police listed money laundering and racketeering, along with drug trafficking, in their wiretap request. The Supreme Court ruled that the request was illegal, but refused to suppress the evidence because police only used information they gathered on drug trafficking. House's attorney, Michael Steinle, says the court is sending a mixed message.
What they're saying is, yes, it's illegal, but the majority would not go and say that suppression should happen every single time. They kind of look at the facts of the case and say, well, it didn't really affect Jeff House anyway, so therefore we're not going to suppress it.
Steinle says he hopes the ruling will prompt local district attorneys to be more careful in the way they draft wiretap warrants. The prosecutor in the case, Assistant Attorney General Juan Carlos, agrees.
The decision does give some guidance to law enforcement that in drafting these requests, they should be limiting the requests to offenses enumerated in the statute.
Chief Justice Shirley Abramson was the lone dissenter in the ruling. She agreed with the defense attorney that if a wiretap warrant is illegal on its face, then courts should not approve them, and if they do, the evidence produced should not be allowed to be used in a trial. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.